Na 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 na. Hey, gotta love that podcast show. Na 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 na. Hey, yeah, I love that podcast show. Oh, BS and beer is the place to go to get all the Saints news. Hell yeah, podcast show. Na 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 na. Hey, gotta love that podcast show. Na na.
Now, recording live, it's the BS and Beer Podcast crew with your host, David Romero.
Welcome in another week, another edition. It's the BS and Beer Podcast crew recording from our studios at Meat House Fork. This week, the New Orleans Saints taking on the 2-0 Packers. They've looked pretty good, but hold on a second. Yeah, let me see here. Yeah, I don't see Darren Waller on their roster, so I think the Saints, they might have a shot. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a Packers preview. We're going to do an injury report, and then we'll do some picks. So don't go anywhere because we're about to do some bonus coverage of the BS and Beer Podcast.
Thank you. And now, it's time for the bonus round, where you play in front of dozens of people for tens of dollars. Tomas, Heath, Dave, are you ready? Let's play BS and Beer Podcast!
Welcome to our bonus coverage. We're going to do a little injury report, then we're going to do a Packers preview, and then we'll do our picks for the week, and we'll kind of go over now. We've gone a couple of weeks into it. We'll go over the guys who've been successful and the guys like myself who aren't usually successful, but you know how I like to roll. I'm going to let you guys get this false sense of security that I'm later in the season. That's how I like to do it. The only problem is the last couple of years I haven't really made that late season push, but we can't hold that against me, right? Okay, so let's take a look real quick at the injury report for the New Orleans Saints. Promising news, Davenport looks to be participating. Now, it's his elbow, so there's a part of me that wonders why, you know, he hasn't been doing it. Maybe he hasn't been participating in practice, but maybe he's been doing work. So I want to see the guy still be in shape and still have his legs under him. But he was limited on Thursday. He didn't participate on Wednesday. Michael Thomas didn't participate either of the 2 days and is still going to be questionable. And I don't know even if he played how effective he would be. So personally, I would not look for Michael Thomas to be a big part of the offense on Sunday night. Trey Hendrickson, a little bit worrisome. You know, we already down Davenport, and now Trey Hendrickson with a little groin. He's played exceptionally well. Heath and I were talking last night and kind of went over the idea that Davenport comes back, he's going to have to play at least as well as Trey Hendrickson. And quite frankly, Trey Hendrickson has played well enough where that's actually a pretty decent standard that Marcus Davenport's going to have to live up to. So it's a little worrisome that Hendrickson, who throughout his career has had his own set of injury issues. Now, keep in mind, he's not a full-time starter, so he doesn't have as much exposure, but he has missed a lot of time in training camp. He's missed time through the season with just these little nagging injuries. And, you know, it's worrisome when you're already down your starter and your backup, who's playing pretty well, is a little banged up. Another guy, Malcolm Brown. Now, we have a lot of depth in that position, but he has a foot, and I'm going by the injury report. He has a foot, right? So I'm not sure if what type of problem, but he didn't participate on Wednesday or Thursday. And a familiar name, Teron Armstead, makes his first appearance after week two. Groin injury, limited participation. But the one thing, while we do know that Teron is a bit injury prone, that he usually fights through as much as he can. So it's not uncommon to see him on the injury report and, you know, to be limited in practice. So just something that we deal with. Now moving on to the Green Bay Packers. The big issue right now is their all-world receiver, Davante Adams. So I'm sorry. Yeah. Davante Adams. He's out with a hamstring, and just like in week one, your star receiver hamstring, even if they play, probably not going to be 100%. And I would think it'd be even more important for a guy like Adams, who is an explosive guy. And not that Evans isn't, but, you know, explosive guy that probably relies on that hamstring a little bit more. You know, the faster you are, the quicker you are, the more you rely on those type of soft tissues. Well, you know, the soft tissue injuries probably set you back a little bit. Montrevious Adams is a defensive tackle. Jair Alexander Clark is a defensive lineman. I'm looking really for the names that most of you would recognize and to me would make an impact on the game. Billy Turner is a backup guard tackle with a knee issue. So other than that, but still a big injury, Davante Adams. So I wouldn't expect that he'd be 100%. Who knows how big the injury is, but there might be a little bit of, our star receiver, their star receiver. So maybe that helps us out just a little bit in terms of defense. And quite frankly, though, I feel more comfortable with a very good receiver as opposed to a very good tight end like we saw in Waller. It's just, I think we have the guys that can match up and slow down a receiver as opposed to a tight end. Now, I think that we'll be all right. I think the injury report for both teams, if Davenport starts coming back and he starts getting some playing time, because the Saints are going to need to be more disruptive this week than they were last week in the passing game, at least later in the game. Early in the game, they were disruptive. Whatever happened, who knows? But guys like Onyemata, who got pressure, if there was somebody on the outside to take a little bit of the attention away from him, then you might start seeing some of them interior guys getting a little bit more active in the pass rush. But when you can handle the outside guys with one guy, then you can muck things up in the middle and slow down that pass rush. So anyway, there is your injury report. All right, let's get to the Green Bay Packers preview. Now, the Packers playoff team from last year, 2-0 this year, and they've been ahead pretty big in both games. Now, watching the film, the first thing I noticed, even though they've been up big and teams haven't really been able to run on them, when they did run, they seem to be pretty successful. Green Bay isn't a great run defense, and the Saints may want to try to get Alvin Kamara more involved. I think last week, 13 rushes, outstanding yardage, average over 6 yards a carry. We need to see him with more touches again. Okay, so I'm contradicting myself a little bit, because one of the things I don't necessarily like to see Alvin Kamara involved in is getting too many touches against really tough run defenses where he just gets hammered. But against teams who are not as strong against the run, you need that guy to get the ball on every play. I mean, put the ball in his hands. We've struggled with our consistency in the passing game, and we need to see more of Alvin Kamara and imposing his will, running the ball. When we watched last week, 13 rushes against a defense, it looked like he was 5 yards downfield before they ever even attempted to tackle him. And I know that's an exaggeration, but the point is that that's the type of game where you keep giving him the ball. You keep giving him the ball. He's getting drugged down by a leg 5 yards downfield. Sooner or later, he breaks one of those leg tackles, and he's 20 yards downfield. He's 30 yards downfield. So we need to try to hand him the ball, get the ball in his hands in the running game, and wear down the Packers, because what they do well, they rush the passer. They are disruptive. And while we have a good offensive line and we've protected decently, we have some issues. A reoccurring thing with Andres Pete being beaten badly and causing problems. I think that the Saints need to make sure that they're putting themselves in short yardage on third down to avoid the pass rush where the Packers can tee off. Let's also look at Green Bay. Aaron Jones, he looks like Alvin Kamara. He's been pretty unstoppable in both the ground and catching the ball in the backfield. So the Saints linebackers, safeties will have to really be concerned about him. I already mentioned in the injury report that Davante Adams, hamstring. He might be slowed a little bit, so it might offset some of this. But Aaron Rodgers, look, he can sling the ball if the Saints don't get pressure on him. Rodgers, like every other quarterback, I kind of, it's a pet peeve of mine when people say, when you get pressure on him, well, you get pressure on any quarterback, they're gonna have issues. But if the Saints are able to get pressure on Aaron Rodgers, it could obviously work in our favor, and I think we need to do that. So, again, important for Davenport to get out there. Important that Trey Hendrickson, you know, regardless if he's the starter or the backup, he's played well, and we need to make sure that we have depth so that we can keep guys fresh and keep the pressure on Aaron Rodgers. Anyway, so that's the look I have. I think the Saints need to run the ball. They need to keep an eye on Adams if healthy, and then they need to make sure that the Packers running back stays in check and not let him get too wild. And I'm looking at this and saying the Saints should be able to match up. It's just, again, I started the show saying confidence is low. There's a part of me says, look, the Saints handle the run well, and the Saints can handle the running backs pretty well. We have good linebackers who are athletic, who can – but after what I saw last week, it, you know, makes you a little concerned. Can they handle it? Let's hope that whatever issues they were having, we start seeing the Saints clean it up and start seeing the Saints get back to the team they were last year, but an improved, more veteran, more experienced version of that team. So, anyway, there you go. There's our Packer preview. And let's move on. Let's talk about the picks. All right, time to go over these picks, earn your money. We got lead pipe locks. I don't know. We ain't got that. But what we do have is some people.
So here's our
we're going to go
segment.
Over the top
I decided
10,
to start with the two greatest picks in Saints history.
Who's making some hay here.
Brett Favre goes back to pass. He
LA
pumps. Now he
Tour.
Fires over the middle. Intercepted. I can't believe
he's,
what I'm seeing
he's
right
in first
now.
Place with,
it was intercepted
total
by Tracy
correct.
Porter. Near
BS
side to the 40.
Tyler
and John Sullivan
place.
Runs him down at the 47-yard line.
The Cajun boys. 2020 ain't over yet. That's number five. Our own little dice is in the sixth place. Make that the sixth place. Mr. Chow and Pete Cousinson. Got nothing BS. B-Train and Bill. That is our top 10 with we missed not to acknowledge that old Wesley from the show is at 11. And who that fisherman is at number 12. You know, Dome Patrol. Our buddies at Dome Patrol. Even though they besmirched my good name, we got issues. We're going to get on that show and we're going to clear it all up. But Dome Patrol, 15, in spot number 15. So those are something. Bill Gluckman, you know, it's really early, so there's a lot of people in there. How does Who Dat Fisherman, how is he in the 30th spot and also in the 12th spot? I think there might be some fraud going on. We have to keep an eye on it. All right, let's get to these picks. Again, riding solo today, you know, not that interested in my picks. I don't want y'all to have my picks, and you can change your picks to my picks, and then it's going to be hard for me. I don't know. I see all kind of stuff going on here that's not working, but I'm going to do it anyway because I'm a man of the people, right? Chicago at Atlanta. I'm going with Chicago. I take that back. I'm going with Atlanta and giving up the 4 points. Hate to do it, but, you know, we're trying to win some games here, right? L.A. Raiders at Buffalo. Buffalo's getting 2.5 points. I am going with Buffalo. Carolina at the Chargers. Looks like the Chargers are giving up 6.5 points. Interesting. I think, especially with a rookie quarterback who looked decent in his first week. I don't know. I think that I'm gonna go with Carolina and get those 6.5 points. Tampa Bay at Denver. Denver is getting 6 points at home. Is Tampa Bay really that good? I don't know, but I'm going with Tampa Bay. Dallas at Seattle. Yes, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. Dallas at Seattle. Seattle giving up 5 points. I'm going to go ahead and go with Seattle, even though they're not going to have that home field advantage that they're accustomed to. Then the big game, Green Bay at New Orleans. New Orleans giving up 3 points. And, okay, so New Orleans, my mind would tell me after that poor performance that they're ready to rebound. We're just not far enough into the season yet where I feel like the Saints are ready to rebound. It usually took the Saints 2 or 3, 4 weeks before they started finding that groove in the past. Man, they didn't even have a preseason, so I'm a little bit concerned about them. I think that I'm going to have to go with – I'm going to pick Green Bay. I think Green Bay's hot right now. The Saints aren't playing well. I think that New Orleans being a 3-point favorite, there's no crowd in the Superdome. I don't know. I'm not feeling good about this. But we'll see. Of course, I'll be pulling for my Saints, and I'll be hoping for them to win. But right now, I have no confidence. Green Bay's playing pretty well, so I'm going to go with Green Bay. Maybe I should have left that pick out. Anyway, for Heath Elson-San, Wesley Coleman, Tomas Mauricio, thanks to our good friends over at the Dome Patrol United, our friends, our partners, you have a good week. Go Saints, and we'll talk to you next week.
And anyway, the person who sits here is but the most conspicuous member of a superb team of journalists, writers, reporters, editors, producers, and none of that will change. Furthermore, I'm not going away. I'll be back.
And that's the way it is.